Good morning, church. This is Tuesday morning, and it's great to be with you. Yesterday, we closed our time together in Jesus' name, and just a reminder that the Word of God promises at whose name? At the name of Jesus. Every knee must bow of things in heaven and things on earth and things under the earth. And whatever your needs are this morning, just remember that everything must bow the knee, must bend the knee to the name of Jesus. So if you're looking for healing today, then whatever that sickness is must bend its knee to Jesus. And so today is we're in Psalm 80, and this is a prayer for restoration. It dates all the way back to 722 BC, following the fall of Samaria, or the northern kingdom of Israel, to the Assyrians. And again, it is a plea to God for the nation's restoration. And we here in America could be praying this prayer ourselves for our nation to be restored. So listen along as I begin reading verse 1 of Psalm 80. Listen to us, O Shepherd of Israel. Hear us, leader of your flock, seated on your throne above the winged creatures. Reveal yourself to the tribes of Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. Show us your strength. Come and save us. Bring us back, O God. Show us your mercy, and we will be saved. How much longer, Lord God Almighty, will you be angry with your people's prayers? You have given us sorrow to eat, a large cup of tears to drink. You let the surrounding nations fight over our land. Our enemies insult us. Bring us back, Almighty God. Show us your mercy, and we will be saved. You brought a grapevine out of Egypt. You drove out the other nations and planted it in their land. You cleared a place for it to grow. Its roots went deep, and it spread out over the whole land. It covered the hills with its shade. Its branches overshadowed the giant cedars. It extended its branches to the Mediterranean Sea and as far as the Euphrates River. Why did you break down the fences around it? Now anyone passing can steal its grapes. Wild hogs trample it down, and wild animals feed on it. Turn to us, Almighty God. Look down from heaven at us. Come and save your people. Come and save this grapevine that you planted, this young vine you made grow so strong. Our enemies have set it on fire and cut it down. Look at them in anger and destroy them. Preserve and protect the people you have chosen, the nation you made so strong. We will never turn away from you again. Keep us alive, and we will praise you. Bring us back, Lord God Almighty. Show us your mercy, and we will be saved. And today's key verse is that last verse, Psalm 80, verse 19. Bring us back, Lord God Almighty. Show us your mercy, and we will be saved. You know, this psalm opens with a plea for God's help. It follows with a description of the nation's plight and offers an allegory of Israel as a vine planted by God. And the passage of Scripture then concludes with a further plea for God's help. And it serves as a refrain to the psalm, and the refrain concludes each of the psalm's major sections. In what way does the refrain, which is, show us your mercy and we will be saved, what promises does this express? Is this a promise that we can claim? Let us pray. God of mercy, hear our prayers this day for peace throughout the world. bring healing and restoration to wounded nations, and teach everyone to put their trust in you. Make me an instrument of your peace, and keep me faithful and rooted in your love. Amen. It was so good to spend this time with you, and I hope that you take the time today to raise up a prayer for this nation, a nation that God planted and encouraged to grow and used several times throughout America's short history to bring salvation to the rest of the world. God bless and have a wonderful day.